Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to kick this off by, he's a little later in the week, but that's because he was somewhere else. So joining us now from the lovely confines of somewhere near Lake Charles, Louisiana, I believe it is. Is writer.
It is, Bill.
And writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon.
You can get most of the way around the world, but it's a really long, grueling day. I'm glad to be back home.
Where did you go? I don't remember that.
I joined a group. We got to do some skin diving in the Red Sea.
Oh, my.
That's on the coast of Egypt up at the base of the Suez Canal, or the Suez that leads to where there's eventually a canal at the end of it. But getting back is quite the trip. I don't know that I'd do it. Maybe I'd break it up into a couple days. You're not allowed to go armed with firearms legally in Middle Eastern countries.
Right.
They don't have our Second Amendment. I got back and, you know, guys asked me what I did on this trip. I kind of dodged the question. And what I realized is I don't have an easy way to explain how good we are. And so I worked on that on the 26-hour flight back. And it got me thinking because I think you and I are a little odd, Bill. We study this. Most people don't. Most people take CNN at face value. And if CNN and Michael Bloomberg's propagandists told us that self-defense doesn't matter because the news doesn't report it, you know, that's a little bit like that old philosophical conundrum. If a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody to report on it, did it really happen? Well, thank goodness for you and GCN, because it does happen. Guns save lives. And now I'm trying to figure out how we describe how many. Because, I mean, we saw COVID, and we thought COVID was pretty bad. Government gave us some pretty bad advice. Well, we want to turn that same problem a little bit on its head and say, wait a minute, we're doing something right. We should keep doing it. We shouldn't let it get legislated out of existence. How big is the virtue of armed defense? So we've got a number. It's like 2.8 million times a year when you look at everybody who might defend themselves, 7,600 times a day. But what does that mean? You know, you don't get to, quote, use a gun in armed defense frivolously. That's a really, really serious thing. If you do it wrong, you just committed a crime. So that's saying about how often ordinary guys who happen to own a gun face some really pretty dangerous situations. So I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, I mean...
And then... Go ahead.
So, we know that armed self-defense actually saves more people than actual crimes are committed against, right? And we also know that most of the crimes are committed in a very... very tight area, not a very big geographic area. Most of them are in these cities and counties where they have a big gun control regime in place and lots of other things are happening too.
Yep.
So, knowing that, if we're going to go by logic, which is never introduced into this particular argument.
Well, okay.
Unless you bring it in, or I bring it in, right? So,
right.
Doing that, saying that, it sort of indicates to me that without armed citizens out there, this would be a free for all. It would probably be worse because as we see where they get out there and say, okay, we're not going to prosecute this. Well, it just keeps on getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And, if it's stopping 2.8 million crimes, we would probably at least be tripling that if there was no armed self-defense going on.
Right. Yeah. When we ask criminals, they're more concerned about, like a guy breaks into a home, he's more concerned that the homeowner is armed than that the policeman is armed. And then we look at that 2.8 million, it's about 37,000 murders that we've stopped, 300,000 sexual assaults,
right,
600,000 robberies, over 1 million aggravated assaults. Wow. I mean, those are just numbers. You know, I'm not an accountant. Okay, so I looked at it. 2.8 million. We have 15 states in the United States. Of the 50, 15 of them have a smaller population than the number of people who defend themselves every year. Wow. It's the number of people who defend themselves with a firearm every year. That's more than the combined population of the four smallest states.
Yeah. That's half my state.
But we're told by the media that it doesn't happen, and if it does it happen, it just doesn't matter. And I'm going, wow, that's quite a claim.
Well, think of what the specter is, the specter of the idea that there might be an armed citizen. That in and of itself, there's no way to quantify that.
What do you mean by that?
Well, so when somebody's out there and, if they're looking for somebody out there in the streets, on the road or whatever, in a city, they're looking for somebody that looks like a victim. They're looking for somebody that's elderly. They're looking for a female, So if they mark a target, well, they're probably going to move on that. But in an area where anybody can carry a gun if they get a permit, like my father's 85 years old, he's got a permit.
Right.
So then you cross that barrier where you may be coming up on somebody that is going to fight you back.
Right.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem, son.
One of the things I looked at was, if we think guns save lives, well, let's compare it, just because it was interesting. What are the 10 leading causes of death in the United States? And we save more lives than are lost to heart disease, cancer, and COVID.
Well, the total the total number of deaths per year in most years is 2.5 million.
Right.
And that's from all cases, all causes. So.
Right. And for the media to say, oh, that doesn't matter, I'm going, wait a minute. Wait, just stop. That can't be true, because you can't tell us that we need more research for cancer, and yet deaths don't matter, that COVID is a national emergency, but deaths don't matter. You're making stuff up, but then again, Bloomberg and The Trace and Everytown, they are making stuff up, and we save lives. And okay, now that I had looked at the numbers, I go, good on us. But Bill, we're taxed.
I'll tell you what.
Gun owners are taxed by the... Oops. Okay.
Coming up on the break. We'll pick this up on the other side, because this is an interesting conversation. I mean, I'm liking where it's going. You can find Rob. Okay. Rob is a podcaster and a writer, so he's got a bunch of different ways to get stuff out there. A bunch of different ways. And we will continue this in just a moment. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morrison, we were just talking about trying to figure out how many crimes we save and how many crimes we prevent. It's a very difficult calculus out there. You were about to say something, and we had to go to the break. What were you about to get into?
Well, I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. How many of our neighbors defend themselves? And I look, all right, give me something that's about the same size, like the population of Kansas or New Mexico or Nebraska. Wow. Okay, the number of people who defend themselves every year, it's fewer people than are in our most populous cities like New York or L.A. But more people defend themselves than live in Chicago or in Houston. Wait a minute. You're telling me a city the size of Houston defends itself every year? Yeah, I am. I absolutely am. Just because I was getting medical, Paul Lathrop asked me, wait a minute, how many lives do we really save with CPR? He used to be an EMT. And I went, wow, okay, I'll look that up. We defend ourselves 8 times for every time somebody does CPR in public and 25 times for each time someone dies from recreational drug use. So that gives us some perspective. And then the federal government taxes us $1.1 billion on ammunition each year. To me, you tax something you want to have less of. You tax cigarettes because you don't like smoking. You tax oil and natural gas because you don't like us to burn fossil fuels. But we're saving lives and you're taxing us. We have to claim it as a virtue or we'll never stand up for it and say we need more of it, not less.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. But something to think about when I had a long airplane flight on the way back. I did miss the U.S. news. Did you see, and I think AWR covered it too, Cam Edwards covered it. There was a news crew in Chicago.
Yeah.
They're out covering an armed robbery.
Yeah.
And they get robbed by some armed robbers.
Those cameras are worth a lot of money.
Oh.
Those cameras.
5-6K, you think?
A minimum. I mean, those cameras that they use for, those are called ENG cameras, electronic news gathering. And
okay.
They have all kinds of equipment that attaches them wirelessly to various networks and everything else. I don't know where you would go to fence that particular item, but I'm sure there has to be somewhere out there for them to go. So, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, wow. Sell the bits and pieces overseas. This is the second news crew in a month that was robbed in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier, I was using a self-defense gun story about couldn't tell whether it was Uber or Lyft, but a rideshare driver who's robbed and defends himself. And the Chicago politicians say it's not their fault that the guy who robbed the Uber driver was out on bail for robbing an Uber driver. No, it's that cars are too easy to steal. And I'm going, I wonder when the news crews are going to stop carrying water for the lying politicians. How many more news crews have to get robbed before they say, robbery is a crime that happens to real people, and we need to stop it.
You know, here's the thing about this. These cities where this is happening, a lot of them are in what is called the Doom Loop. Have you heard of the Doom Loop?
Tell me about the Doom Loop.
So the Doom Loop occurs when it all started with the pandemic, when people figured out, well, I can do this job at home. So
right.
That meant that all of this real estate in the inner city where they were paying big leases to, they were suddenly, nobody had to come into these things. So then the companies that were leasing this space, the second biggest expense they have besides salary is leasing office space. So they could quit that. So they just left it. So now that we have empty office space. So then the businesses that were at the base of the place, the restaurants, the dry cleaners, the drug stores, all these things that were catching that foot traffic to give the convenience of shopping right here where you work, now they had no foot traffic. So then some of those can't survive. So then they go out of business. So then that's happening. So then all of a sudden, these companies that own these buildings that were collected, you know, they were making money off of it. It was a money-making proposition. They just walk away from the mortgage and give it back to the bank. Big banks can handle that. Smaller regional banks, maybe not so much. Now you have empty offices. You have a lack of revenue. Now, all of this tax revenue and everything that was going on in this one little ecosystem, this one building where the offices and all these little businesses were, that's gone. But in the interim, You can't go to the cops and say, okay, we've lost 20% of our tax revenue, so we got to cut your pay by 20%. Can't say that to anything else. But also along the way, these same places that are in the doom loop, they also have Sorosian DAs. They have bail reform. They have a high regime of gun control. And they have crime snapping.
Yeah.
So these,
wow.
And but like Indianapolis, the last place that I went to an NRA meeting at, that's considered to be now in the beginnings of the doom loop. So when they fall into the doom loop altogether, which you're basically now in the escape from New York sort of situation, you know, where we got to send in Snake Plissken, just in case.
You did mention one thing. And I noticed that in San Francisco, where, yes, Soros DA, even though he got replaced, his replacement isn't really a big enough change in my mind, there was a huge hotel that just said, no, we're walking away from it.
Yeah.
No one will put a convention in San Francisco anymore.
Nope.
The small shops, no one would dare come to... No one would come to San Francisco to spend the weekend, see the sights, and go, honey, wasn't that a great weekend that we didn't get robbed and step in human excrement? Let's do it again. It's not happening anymore. And they hung their bank. They said, I know we paid you for like 10 years. Here, the whole building's yours. Who'd be next? Seattle?
Well, Portland is really headed that way. Seattle could be headed that way. New York, Chicago, they're all going the way. And what's going to happen is it'll be like Detroit, where, you know, we hear, you know people in Detroit. I know people in Detroit. There was a time when their resurgence began that we could have bought a mansion for $35,000.
Right.
It might have needed a bit of a renovation. But, you know, we had a mansion for $35,000. And that's where they're going now. They're going to this point to where these buildings will be sitting there empty and all kinds of crazy things are going to happen anyway. But coming up on the next break, Mr. Morse is both a writer and a podcaster. So he has all kinds of ways to let you know what's on his mind. And he puts it out there on a very prolific basis. Unless he's diving in the Red Sea, and I don't blame him. I wouldn't be posting anything either while that's happening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. However, he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip, even with Hamas using them as shields.
Hamas is still holding hostages, including American citizens. Hamas embeds itself and hides itself behind innocent Palestinian civilians.
Austin said the U.S. remains committed to advocating for a two-state solution. President Biden's approval rating is reaching an historic low, as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House. Holiday-bound air travelers are encountering delays and cancellations today due to a significant storm affecting the East Coast. FlightAware reports over 2,500 flights have been delayed. John Schaefer, USA News.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back. Talking to Rob Morse, Self-Defense Gun Stories, the Polite Society Podcast, the Slow Facts WordPress blog, all those things. What else? What did I miss? Ammo Land?
Ammo Man, Ammo Land and I have sort of cooled our relationship.
Yeah.
They didn't want the articles from Slow Facts, so we'll see how it will. Maybe I'll get a chance to talk to Freddie at GRPC. Hey, I saw a piece of good news that you and I were waiting for. It came out of all places, Washington, D.C. Remember, it was right around when Bruin was being decided. We said, there are a lot of people who've been seriously wronged by gun control laws in places like New York, places like D.C. You tell a guy who's going to work and trying to feed his family that, by the way, son, you need a permit. By the way, son, we won't give you one. So you can be at risk, or you can be at risk of going to jail. And there was now a class action lawsuit at $5.1 million settlement. About two of that is lawyers' fees for the six plaintiffs that were being paid. This is not the last lawsuit like it at all. There are going to be lots and lots of them. This took 7 years from beginning to end. And they said, look, you had a gun control that completely banned carrying firearms in public. That's a constitutional right. That's a human right. And you made it impossible not only to the people in your city, but the people who passed through your city. In some cases, all they did is drive through. You pulled them over for a speeding ticket and threw them into jail because they had a gun somewhere in their car and didn't, quote, register it in D.C. the registration of which you made impossible. So, you may remember there was a nurse from North Carolina who was pulled over by D.C. police in June 2014. Her gun was licensed there, and D.C. cops arrested her. I can't wait till they get hit with dozens more lawsuits like this. Maybe when it tops 100 million, they'll straighten up.
100 million. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot.
Well, and at some point, it's not their money.
Right.
You know, this is Bloomberg paid politicians to put these gun control laws in place. And now the whole city's paying for it. When are they going to turn around and punish the politicians who cost them so dearly? I hope it's a lot. I hope it's soon. Too bad that you're a taxpayer in Washington, D.C. and didn't pay closer attention. In the land of humor, you remember Eric Roundheel Swalwell, who was going to bed with a Chinese spy?
Yes.
He just put forth a bill to buy back all the ARs, and I was thinking, you know, didn't the Chinese government say that the United States government should confiscate all the ARs? I go, do you really think this is Swalwell thinking for himself? Is he chasing Bloomberg, or do you think he's chasing the Communist Party money? I couldn't tell.
Swalwell is one of those guys I have a real hard time taking serious. Now, that doesn't mean I sit back and think of him as harmless, but he's a very, he's definitely a Californian politician. He really doesn't have a clue as to the way things exist in this world, I don't think. And
he knows who pays him.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I'm just trying to figure out if that was Mayor Mike's money or Chairman Xi's money that got him to put that forward.
It would be really interesting to find that out. That's the thing. You, when you sit back there, and that's an interesting point you just pointed out, because you look at these guys that are, say, in the House, and the House pays $178,000 a year, which is nothing to sneeze about, but when you have to maintain two households and you've got travel and some other stuff that you have to pay for out of pocket, well, yeah, that can add up. So it's very hard to amass any wealth, I would think, just based off of your salary. But what if you get out right there and you get paid a stipend to propose some gun control legislation? What if somebody pays you on the side? You know, I'll also say the way the big guy gets paid, just sends it to you and it goes into your checking account. We haven't paid attention to that stuff. We're not privy to what happens with these, with these people's accounts and everything. We don't know what's coming in and going out.
We do know that Nancy Pelosi has $300 million.
Yeah.
She didn't do that by investing in mutual funds. She did that by playing insider information and selling insider information. Speaking of inside information, where did that go? I saw that the New York Attorney General was appealing the ruling that said red flag laws are unconstitutional. You can't deny somebody their Second Amendment rights unless they've been adjudicated to at least have been a criminal. Or, hey, if they're insane and need treatment, then that requires two doctors, not the neighbor who doesn't like you and calls the cops on you. It
right.
takes these are so I'm wondering, and I've forgotten, we have to have either Alan Beck or Steve Sambalia back on, and there's a shorthand for that where the court looks at the ruling, says, yeah, you guys got it wrong, or you got it right, we remand it back down, and it's a volleyball serve rather than a multi-year court decision. So how long will it take before New York gets slapped again? I wonder if they're thinking that You know, elections can be bought and sold. Maybe if they drag this out long enough, they'll have a Supreme Court that's stacked and on their side. I don't know. Again, I wish I could bring you more news, but there are things in this world I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. When you sit and take, well, when you take into account Bloomberg, for example.
Right.
Did you know that Bloomberg funds something called the C40?
No.
So Bloomberg is the key funder of something called C40, and there are 14 cities in the United States that have signed on to C40. These are all things they intend to institute between now and 2030, which is about 6 years and so many months away from here. One of them is they want to get to 0% kilograms of Gary consumed annually per person. 0% kilograms of meat consumed per person. Nobody owns a car. Everybody will be allowed to buy between 3 and 8 new items of clothing per year. You can take one flight, no more than 932 miles away and 932 miles back every 3 years.
Well, I can tell you, boy, they'll give Detroit a run for a collapsing city, because most of us, if you've ever seen the world, you want to see more of it.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, you tell everybody how to find yourself, because we're coming up on the break.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. Both come out once a week. I write the Slow Facts blog, 2,100 articles. My writing is often picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLen. I think this weekend I'll be on the SAF's weekly bullet as well. Bill and I somehow find something to talk about.
Well, there's always something to talk about. Target-rich environment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And welcome back, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. I had to shut you down in the middle of that, so were you done? Need to move on?
Let's take a cheer for political gridlock in Tennessee. You may remember that there was an attack on a Christian school in Memphis.
Right.
And because somebody stuck a microphone in his face, the so-called Republican governor of the state said, oh, yeah, we need to do something. It was the gun's fault. Rather than being a person who didn't know what sex they were and wanted to lash out at innocent children. By the way, we still have yet to see her manifesto.
Right.
I think that's being hidden because they want to look at this crazy transgender person as a protected class, and the things she said probably make her sound like an idiot. All right, so they're burying it. Politics as usual. But the Republican-dominated Senate in Tennessee said, let me think. Yeah, we're going home. You called a special session. We'll be back next week. And if it hasn't been proposed already, we're not going to really consider it. Meanwhile, the House is got a whole slate full of little things they wanted to consider. They may not pass any of them. And now there's a stymie between the House and the Senate. One saying, look, we came into this special session with these action items. You're not passing them, but you're passing other things. Quote, we might be here for a long time. We're waiting to see what happens in the House. That was the Senate Speaker McNally. I'm all for gridlock, and I think the Tennessee governor is too. He figured out that he put his foot in his mouth, and now he's going, yeah, why don't you guys ignore what I said without making it look like I'm impotent? All right, that politicians certainly know how to do that.
Yeah. Bill, you know, the thing with Bill Lee, I mean, what he has done and what he instituted, I look at that as a real sign of weakness.
Right.
This is a guy who felt like everybody expected him to react. So instead of sitting there and saying, well, you know what, I'm the executive of this state, and I'll decide when I'm going to react and when I'm not. Okay?
Right.
Instead of saying that, and this is the thing I don't understand about Republican governors. You know, you got Gavin Newsom out in California. He's making deals with the Chinese.
Yeah.
And it's because he regards himself to be the chief executive of a state, and he can operate it as a sovereign entity if he wants to, which, guess what, states are.
Yeah.
But then you got governors like Bill Lee, who are not leaders. They're not getting out there saying, hey, let's lead the nation in this. Let's be first in the nation in this. Let's push this. Let's push that. When it is thought that he needs to react somehow, when he feels the pressure from the media to react, he does. And he reacts in the wrong way, which just tells me what I've always known about politicians, which is that they're only as good as their staffs. Because he's
right.
getting fed the information via his staff, his, quote, trusted,
right.
end quote, staff.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Bill, you cheaped out on your staff in this case, and it turned around and bit you. To turn those politics upside down, and I wonder if St. Louis is one of the failed cities we were talking about earlier. They had proposed a whole raft of gun control. Now, there are preemption laws, and the people, I think St. Louis is, I don't even think it's a majority of the population of the county in which it finds itself. And the AG said, hold on there. You don't get to pose an assault weapons ban. You don't get to tell minors they can't buy or sell guns. I mean, other than the ones that are already limited by state law. You can't outlaw homemade firearms. You can't say that if someone is accused of a political point that you don't like, you get to take their guns. And I went, it sounds like this AG wants to run for either governor or God.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how we could get him elected. Wow. To me, that's wonderful. His name's Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General of Missouri.
I'm waiting. The AGs, there's going to be a couple of these attorneys general in these. There's a lot of Republican states. There's a lot of red states. You don't, nobody takes these places into account. All of these places don't have any crime. You know, they don't have any inner city nonsense going on. If they have crime, they prosecute it. They go after it. They, you know, put it away. But you don't hear about them because they're just handling business. I sometimes here locally, I'll be out there and they'll say, hey, how come you're not doing any local stories? And I go look at a local story and it'd be like, truck goes off road, gets stuck in mud. And that's just because we have, the mayor takes care of business, the DA's taking care of it, the attorney general takes care of business. And we could be much better than we are. And yet, as we sit here and everything, there's not a whole lot happening here.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah.
Don't fix it.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
You know, we can learn from bad examples. We'd rather learn from good ones. And for a while, Tennessee was having a huge economic renaissance.
Right.
It still does in comparison. And I hope Lee does not mess it up. That would be a tragedy.
That would.
Talk about, yeah. There is a bit, you remember Chip Roy?
Yes.
Out of Texas?
Yes, sir.
Congressional representative. And this always has bothered me, and I wonder if it's a show bill or not. It can't get passed because we have a divided House and Senate. But he basically sent a letter and got some other Republicans to sign on to it that said, VA, stop doing what you're doing. Don't do less of it. Stop it. You cannot allow the Veterans Administration to turn in veterans who say, look, I'm going to go travel, or I'm going to go get cancer treatment and I'm not going to be in my right mind for a month and a half, and turn those names over to the FBI so that they go on the no guns list, that's violating their constitutional rights. Stop it. You're making a mockery of the national instant background check system. And I wonder now, because of congressmen like Chip Roy, if someone will look at that, carry it up to the U.S. Supreme Court and say, hey, remember Bruin? Remember where there has to be a court adjudication that says, I am a threat? This is a constitutional right. I need to be accused of a crime? Since when did asking someone else to manage my money when and my finances, when, you know, I may have properties I own, I'm traveling around the world here. I've got a financial manager back home who manages that, and they'll manage me on my VA benefits as well. It breaks my heart. Hopefully this will be like the story out of DC that we covered, where somebody said, you know what? You violated my client's rights. VA, you owe millions of dollars to vets. I'd like to see it stopped, and I'd like to see the VA punished. I'm vindictive that way.
Oh, well. Nothing wrong with a little vindictive streak, you know? I kind of like it. Vengeance is a natural emotion. Seeking a vengeance, that's, you know, happens every day.
Well,
some of these people deserve it, too.
Not only do we want to make an example of what not to do.
Yeah.
Don't do this again. We don't want to argue it in court. Anyway, and a story just like that.
Well, hey.
New Jersey.
Hey, we're running out of time.
Too late.
Tell everybody how to find you before we go.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. That comes out once a week. Just snack food of a podcast, 20 minutes. I am a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. That runs an hour and a half. I write the Slow Facts blog, try and get a couple posts a week. There are 2,100 of them waiting for you. My writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill, thank you for having me on.
Oh, yes, sir. Glad to have you back. I'm glad you're back from your jaunt. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.